USA News, I'm John Schaefer. President Biden is addressing the American people at this hour on the recently passed debt ceiling bill. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre says the president's objective is to highlight the devastating impact a default on the nation's debt would have had on the economy.
He just wanted to make sure that the American people understood how important it was to get this done, how important it was to do this in a bipartisan way.
The president will sign the bill this weekend. Despite Congress passing a bill to suspend the debt ceiling for 2 years, America's credit rating remains at risk. Fitch Ratings, a credit ratings agency, has kept the nation's AAA rating on its negative watch list and intends to decide on a possible downgrade by September's end. The Department of Justice has notified former Vice President Mike Pence that no criminal charges will be pursued in their investigation of his handling of classified documents after leaving office. Earlier this year, Pence's lawyers informed the DOJ about the discovery of a small number of classified documents at his Indiana home. Florida Governor and GOP presidential hopeful Ron DeSantis is making campaign stops in South Carolina today. Speaking in Beaufort County, DeSantis promised to undo 4 years of Biden leadership.
We will reverse Biden's disastrous economic policies that are making it harder on American families. We're going to open up American energy production so that we can be energy independent.
DeSantis also said he would close the border to end the immigration crisis and he'd crack down on crime. Several people have been hurt after a building under construction in New Haven, Connecticut collapsed today. Mayor Justin Elliker says his office is keeping an eye on what's happening.
Obviously, it's a developing situation. When people left the scene, there were 7 people injured. 2 of them were in critical condition. We'll be monitoring the situation.
It's believed the collapse may have been caused by cement that was being poured during work on the building. This is USA News.
Text enrolls you in recurring automated marketing text messages. Consent not required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
Leaving for the gym so early?
I'm ready to go.
Since you started taking Nugenix Total T, you've been acting like when we met in our 20s.
I feel like myself again. Lower testosterone after turning 40 slowed me down. Nugenix Total T has been a game changer for me.
What is it about Nugenix Total T that's different?
Well, it's a patented key ingredient called Testofen. It boosts free and total testosterone to help you get back the drive and energy from your youth. It's backed by 5 clinical studies.
I've seen the huge difference it's made for you in the gym, at work, and in the bedroom.
I'm so glad I sent them a text for my complimentary bottle. Text PRIDE to 321-321 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T. Nugenix is the number one selling testosterone-boosting brand at GNC and Walmart. Do it now, and we'll also send you a bottle of Nugenix Thermo X, our newest, most powerful fat burner ever. Absolutely free. Text PRIDE to 321-321. That's PRIDE to 321-321.
The Republican National Committee plans to establish tougher criteria for presidential candidates to participate in the party's initial debate. According to the Washington Post, candidates will need to secure 40,000 individual campaign donors and gain the backing of at least 1% of voters in multiple national polls. Additional regulations may include a commitment to endorse the party's eventual nominee. Famed racetrack Churchill Downs is suspending racing operations as officials continue to look into safety measures at the track. The past month has seen 12 horses die as a result of injuries sustained at the home of the Kentucky Derby, with no single factor identified as a potential cause and no common pattern. Volkswagen is planning to bring back its iconic VW bus to North America.
By the time we got to one star.
The car maker announced on Friday that it will begin selling an electric version of the VW bus, dubbed the VW ID Buzz, and will do so beginning next year. Volkswagen has been creating buzz about the Buzz since 2017. A VW bus has not been sold in North America in 2 decades. VW says an extra-long version of the ID Buzz that seats up to 7 passengers will also be available. I'm Phil Hewlett.
Forecasters are monitoring the first named storm of the year in the Gulf of Mexico. The National Hurricane Center reporting that Tropical Storm Arlene has attained tropical storm force winds. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.